This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And if you like incandescent light bulbs, you better go get them now, because on January 1st, it will be illegal to manufacture or import traditional 60 and 40 watt incandescents in the U.S. That's because of a 2007 law mandating lower energy use for light bulbs. But some people are not happy about this. And one of them is Anne Pine. She's a designer with the firm Macmillan Incorporated in New York City, and she has collected hundreds of the bulbs. And Anne, what is it that you like so much about these good old-fashioned incandescents?
Well, first of all, I like that they're old-fashioned. We're the oldest decorating firm in America, so it would figure that we would like things that way. But what I really like is the color is warm. You know, when I think about it, we spend as decorators all our time tweaking rugs with little threads to get the right color and making lampshades to get the right color. And suddenly we have a CFL, a LED, and everything's kaput. I'm sure they'll get the color right someday, but so far it's way far away.
But they're not efficient. I mean, 90% of their energy is wasted on heat rather than light.
The heat is not wasted because you don't have to use as much heating in your house in the Northern Hemisphere. I don't have any heat in my kitchen in New York, and so my light bulbs are my heat. So
wait a minute. Actually, really? You're saying your light bulb produces enough heat for you to actually not be cold in the winter?
Obviously, I get heat from the apartment in general, but in the kitchen, which is a pretty large room, I have, you know, they were there. I didn't go out and get them for this purpose. Ceiling lights, I have 600-watt bulbs beaming down. It provides heat. It's not wasted heat.
Okay, well, how long are you going to keep doing this? Because you're not going to be able to do it forever. I've read that by the middle of next year, you might not even be able to find these bulbs anymore.
Well, that could be, and I have my fingers crossed that the other light sources that they're developing, particularly the LEDs, that they'll work out a color, at least, that's satisfactory. But my larger point is, I think it is a saving, the 90% you're talking about, in southern hemispheres maybe, but it's so token when you compare it to SUVs and air conditioners. I mean, New York City in the summer is like a frigid air. So to me, I'd rather go after the larger things than the poor old light bulb. And I also think that they could raise the price of these light bulbs so that those of us who really care could pay more and decide if we really think, you know, you could force them out by the marketplace.
What if they were to make a compact fluorescent bulb that gave you the kind of light you're looking for? And I know that these days you can get some pretty good compact fluorescents that are a little softer than others.
You can, but they're still not too good. As I said, when they get the right combination, I think it'll be great. But they don't have it yet, and I think it's premature to cut something out of the marketplace that is really not doing that much harm environmentally and certainly has no toxicity. The CFL basically has mercury, and it's very toxic for disposal.
Where are you storing all the light bulbs that you've hoarded?
I am storing them in a closet.
And you had enough space?
I dumped out some junk in my apartment, and I have plenty of space.
Anne Pine is a designer with Macmillan Incorporated in New York City, and she always has a lovely warm glow wherever she goes. Anne, thanks so much.
Thank you. Like that little pitch. Thank you.
And let us know if you are hoarding incandescent bulbs or if you are embracing change and embracing compact fluorescence. You can go to hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.